Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
walls.
Peace, how y'all doing? Today I'm doing this show, you all. Are you still a nigga? You know, not trying to be funny. Just keeping it real, you know. And I mean that nigga that they purportedly enslave you to be. Are you or aren't you free? Today I'm going to talk about a number of different things. First of all, I want to start off by saying that, you know, I don't know if you all are aware, but there was a young black mother that went to jail for sending her child to a white school district. She went to the jail. They arrested her and told her, nigga, you don't have a right to send your child where you want to send your child. You do not cross these lines. And so she did time. She was just recently released from jail, but she went to jail for sending her child to a white school district. A white school district. Well, what is a white school district? She sends her child to a school that was basically where white children went. Okay. And so, Hotep Sister Racism Non-Anonymous, I just got kicked out of my own chat room. I'm trying to put it back in there. But, yeah, this woman, this sister went to jail, and they told her she'd go back to jail. You be careful where you send your child, what they basically telling her. So, you know, and not just with that, what's going on all over? You know, I want to read you all a letter that I got from an inmate. What's going on in these prisons in Wisconsin? What's going on with me in this election? You know, I mean, they really want to treat you like a nigger, you know, and I mean a nigger, the nigger that, the three-fifths of a nigger. You know, and I'm going to tell you some stuff. I mean, it's going to get pretty deep, and I don't give a damn. But basically, let me read you this letter. Now, in a Wisconsin prison, specifically Green Bay, Wisconsin, if you are a Black Panther, you believe in Black Panthers, if you do not believe in Christianity, they are profiling these black men, and they're putting them in the hole. They're beating them, assaulting them left and right. This is the second letter I got from this brother. I am investigating this stuff, and I'm going to write him back and check some things out. But this is the second letter I got from him. And this one, another brother who wrote me, and this brother's a Latino. But he's writing me on behalf of what they're doing to these black brothers in these prisons. Now, I'm trying to get into my chat room. But let me read this to you all. It says, "Dear Ms. Griffin, I don't know if you remember a letter I sent outlining what has been going on here at Green Bay Correctional Institution. If not, here is a brief overview. In the past couple of months, black men have been targeted by the self-proclaimed group resistance team. This is what they're calling themselves. This is what the guards are calling themselves, the group resistance team. And had so-called security searches done on them. During these searches, men with anything reading or writing materials of any political nature are issued in a Del Conde report, then sent to segregation, which is the whole, especially anything pertaining to the Black Panthers, the Black Panthers Party, or anything of Black Panthers nature, which the institution considers a security threat group. As you probably already know, what they are doing is in violation of these men's First Amendment rights. Now these security searches are not done to any whites. I believe I'm the only non-black man, I'm Puerto Rican and Mexican, to be subjected to these searches. I believe I also mentioned to you to contact," he named another individual at the address below. He said, "They are trying to really hurt this brother. He's trying to file a Section 1983 lawsuit. I fear for his life, and he wants you to know if you could please send help. Please keep this case confidential." And then he said, "Please, you know, as far as the names and everything, I'm not going to name." But he says he's fearing for the life of this. This man wrote me a letter. The other letter I don't have in front of me, but this man talked about how the man that they're trying to assault, this brother said that this man has taught him more than any that the Department of Corrections could ever teach him, that he has changed his life, that he is not a violent man in any capacity of the word, and that they're hurting this man to the point that he's fearing for this man's safety and life that he wrote about, you know. And I think that what's going on is an outrage. You know, this is Wisconsin prison. Any black person that talks about anything other than Christianity is sent to a hole. Any black man that talks about Black Panthers is assaulted in the Green Bay Correctional Institution in Wisconsin. Then you got all over this country a lot of different things happening to people that stand up, especially this black woman that sent her child to a white school and was jailed. She was jailed. Then, myself, I have been subjected to a number of threats, harassment, so-called intimidation by government officials. I'm sorry, but there are white men. These are white men doing this. Now, I don't know if this is the attack of the angry white man. I don't know what the hell is going on, but it's not like no random white man. Well, it is one random white man. Let me tell you all something. I'm going to tell you all something that I haven't really never really talked about. Some people know about it. But, you know, when my sister was going through this stuff, and she's still going through this stuff, and, of course, I'm still going to fight for my sister, who is a Milwaukee County resident, and so is her child, and she's a citizen. You know, I was subjected to a number of injustices, a number of unbelievable victimization. There was a Milwaukee County sheriff deputy that followed me, jumped out the car on June 19, 2007, pulled a gun on me and my son. My son was a few months, probably 9 months, 11 months, years old, told me to drop my son. He never even announced who he was, pulled a gun, pointed toward my head, my son, and told me to drop my son or he'll shoot. I've talked about this several times. I cursed that man out so bad, I didn't drop my son at all. They kicked my family door in. You know, the window's still broken to this day. They broke the window. They harassed us. You know, yeah, police told me they had a hit out on my life. The police told me this. They had a hit out on me. When I was walking, they told me this. I went on 1290. WMC has talked about it. Why did I go on 1290? Because, hey, they all of a sudden cut off WNOB. This was the radio station that really knew a lot about what's going on and gave me hours to talk about it. You know, when I found out my sister was paralyzed in the hospital, you know, found out on my own, I went up there to see her, and when I went to the room, here it is, a police officer. I can't even get in my chat room. You know, a police officer sitting there with my sister in handcuffs told me I better get out of the hospital. They're going to do the same thing they did to her to me. You know, I was subjected to, there was a white man that, they had harassed me to the point where this man, I have copies of emails he sent me, and you know, maybe pretty soon I'll tell you who this white man was sooner than later, you know, because this white man now he's with the district attorney office, and they're harassing me. You know, I got an email today from a Milwaukee County district attorney office talking shit, you know, trying to harass me, trying to send me subliminal threats, you know, on some bull crap. I had to check him, and he went about his business. I hope he went about his business, you know, but because I'm not the one. But this white man, this white man pulled a gun on me. He pulled a gun on me when I had my children with me. And, you know, I reluctantly called the police. And I say reluctantly because, remember, the police broke my sister's baby bones. At this time, they did so much stuff. It's not funny. But this police officer that came out was one of the officers who originally was involved in this stuff with my sister. You know, and all this police officer talked about was my sister. I demanded that they go check this man's car. The man was still in front of my house, and he had a bullet in the chamber. They found a gun with one bullet in the chamber. You know, and he only got charged with a misdemeanor. So now I found out the same man is in cahoots with this. When did who get paid? Who are you talking about, Racism Non-Anonymous? I'm not sure who you're talking about. But, you know, so now I find out he's in collusion with the district attorney that's trying to threaten me about who the right I have the right to say what I want to say. Now, let me tell you all something. Now, you have people like Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush, the brother of George Bush, former governor of Florida, his real name is John Ellis Bush. You have somebody running in the race that I'm running in named Jim Sullivan. His real name is James O'Sullivan. You have, everyone knows Trent Lott, the politician, this white man somewhere, I don't know where he at, but his real name is Chester Lott. Bill Clinton, real name William Jefferson Clinton. Lady Bird Johnson, real name Claudia Atla Taylor. Howard Cosell, real name Howard Kahn. I'm telling you this for a reason. Tony Curtis, real name Bernard Schwartz. Kirk Douglas, Daniel Vince Deminsky. Ashton Kutcher, real name Christopher Kutcher. Bo Derek, real name Mary Collins. Bob Hope, real name Leslie Hope. David Copperfield, real name David Cotton. Faith Hill, real name Audrey McGray. Why am I telling you this? Because my name, Aisha Griffin, the man got a problem with me not being a Toby. And he lied to me. He tells me somebody will file a complaint against me. Don't like my name, which I don't give a damn. I am who I am, like I told him. So I said, let me see the complaint. This motherfucker gonna tell me to file an open record request, like I'm some dummy. This is not even how the rules go. Then he talks some shit talking about putting me in prison. This motherfucker is sick, y'all. These oppressors are very, very sick. Then, when I break down the laws to him, he ends up, and I do have the emails, and I told him I might reserve the right to make this shit publicly, talking about let's keep this private. You know, like this is a joke. And then I find out there are no written complaints from the election office, none. You know, this is a game they're playing because people took a vote. A Milwaukee County district attorney is with this harasser or whoever else. He's utilizing the office of something he doesn't have a right to, and he's violating federal law. But anyway, this Milwaukee alternative newspaper, they took a Milwaukee County vote about who they would like to see as their district, as their county executive, which is damn near like the governor of Milwaukee. And 50% of the people voted for me. 23% of the people voted for Jim Sullivan, 16% for somebody else, and 5 and 3% for some other people. And when this vote came out, all hell broke loose. And, I mean, my phone has been ringing off the hook with nothing but, how do I want to say this, white men of personal interest. And when I say personal interest, these people have a vested interest in certain things. It's not your average white man. You know, and I'm not blaming all white men for what these individuals act. It's okay. Sister Racism Non-Anonymous. But I mean some of the outlandish stuff I have ever heard. You know, even the emails I'm getting. Now remember, I'm the only woman running for this position. And I am running on a ticket with some, what I call, straight-up gangsters. You know, unofficial gangsters. You got a man running who voted, who was, let's say, alleged, because they didn't even charge him. This man voted twice in the 96 presidential election. Voted twice. Yet there's a young black man being prosecuted for voting in an election. And this man voted twice. Then there's another man running, and you know, I'm not going to go into the dynamics of everything because, you know, sometimes you got to be careful how you play your cards and when you play them. But there's another man with some ties that you would not believe he's tied to, and I have the facts as it relates. There's another man, this is a gangster. I call him a gangster. This man sent somebody, he had somebody, a pistol on an elderly woman at one of his apartments. Not only that, this man has done a number of different things that if the average person has done, maybe sent up the river, down the creek. I mean, there are a number of things going on, and I'm asking you, are you free? Are you the sellout that they want you to be? Or have you claimed your own identity? You know, it's important that we fight back, that we always resist, you know. And I know this is a hell of a campaign, but I'm not going nowhere. And I mean, it is really, really deep, you all. It's so deep. It is so deep. The more I look at things, the more I see the reality. Just to know that a mother went to jail for trying to educate her child. When you had United States Supreme Court rulings about segregation. There are United States Supreme Court rulings. I don't know. Do people see what I see? Do you understand what is going on right before our eyes? To me, this is very, these are some signs, you know, that we have to really, I don't understand. Why aren't we up in arms about this? This mother went to jail. Plessy versus Ferguson. Let's not forget that case. This is a young mother. Even if she was old. You do not have equal opportunity within the laws. Here it is. I am being harassed for running for office. This is the same thing they did to other black politicians in Milwaukee, but I'm not the one. See, I'm not even a politician. I'm a public servant. And, you know, I'm not a criminal, you know. And the biggest lawbreakers is the government. And I've seen firsthand the things they will do, how far they will go. These people literally broke my nephew's bones, stole my sister's son, paralyzed my sister. In the jail, they threw her out of a wheelchair, defecating on herself. Spent almost 3 years in jail, one stint, over 3 years altogether, marks on her body would change. This is real life. Because her baby was a commodity. Our children are commodities to these people. A prophet. You know, they say when women wake up, mountains move. And women are waking up. They have, right now, somebody put the debate on YouTube. I didn't do that. But the first debate that we had, I wasn't invited to. I had to tell them I'm going to crash it. I'll be there anyway. So they reluctantly invited me. And when we had the debate, there were so many people that came, they thought I was going to be a laughing stock. And I shut it down so hard. They couldn't do nothing but give me my respect. And so now, desperate times are calling for desperate measures. And they will result, you know, revert to anything. But, you know, we got to go beyond just seeing and hearing. You know, Latinos have a strong support system. Asians have a strong support system. And all we do is talk about this sister going to jail because she tried to educate her child. Sometimes it's embarrassing to share your skin color with people who just sit on the fence. And there are so many people that fight back. It's very true. So many people fight back. And there's so many that don't. And, you know, if you are colored, you only two things, one or two things, a house nigger or a field nigger. You know, and the field niggers are the real niggers. And I don't know. You know, I'm running this race not trying to be something I'm not. I'm me, regardless of what show I do, what I say, because, you know, I have really tried to discipline my mouth because there's been some things that have been said to me that I almost had to Morton Downey Jr. somebody several times, and that means curse them out. You know, Morton Downey Jr. used to curse the hell out of people, you know, and I feel those sentiments, you know, but that's the strongest thing I've done in this race is discipline my mouth. Because there has been so many disrespectful things that have been said. And you know what? I've realized that, like Mike Jones said, everybody in your face is not cool like they're saying. I found out about some snakes. Some snakes. You know, and I thank God that I found out about these snakes. And it just taught me a lot. But we got to really, really fight back. Whether you want to or not, it's like this song Tupac rapped about, you're going to have to be a straight soldier. You know, we got an $800 billion deficit owed to China. There was a commercial, I don't know who did it. Well, all these Asians were sitting together. They talk about how they own America. Then you have Britain. British own a lot. And British has been known to dismantle America. Money owed. Then Wisconsin is one of the worst states as far as the deficit. One of the worst. Milwaukee County has one of the nastiest air pollutions in the country. What is going on? What is going on? One of the nastiest air pollutions in the country. that affects everybody. You know, the beaches here. High levels of dangerous bacteria. They want to dismantle the Martin County government now. The deficit and the spending and the problem is so out of hand. Now they want to throw up their hands and say, let's get rid of it. You know, then when the numbers come in and people are advocating for me, they want to change now. They want to hurry up and make it part-time, the Milwaukee County government, a part-time office, you know, a number of different things. Then they're upset because I'm running two races. I'm running in two races. First, like, how did she do that? I have a right to. People have a right to vote for me. People have a right to vote for what they want. And see, what I want to do, if I win these races, you know, a media guy will be like, well, are you going to get two paychecks and all this other stuff and all this other crap? What I would do, I'm not going to take a pension. The pension is going to the people. And one of those paychecks, I have a plan to help the people, literally. If the people vote me in, and if they will, then that will be done. But I'm saying the extent that they're going to. That three-fifth mentality is deep. What's going on with this sister, man, is deep. I think we are passive people, as a whole, black people. Man, need to wake up. I don't know how else to put it. It's very deep. It's very detrimental, and the time we're out of it. We don't have time to procrastinate. You know. We don't have time. It's time to do what needs to be done. And that's real talk. You know, it should be embarrassing to be a nigger. People should really be embarrassed to be someone's nigger. I got a hand up. 215 area call?
Yeah, he'll talk. Aisha, how you doing? This is Abena, Racism Unmanned.
Hey, sis, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm okay.
I had a little glitch with the chat room. I lost my sound, and then it started buffering and reloading. And so I said, well, let me call in so I can hear and not miss anything. So that's why I called. And since I was here, I said I might as well raise my hand and say something. I was looking for you last year, you scheduled, and then you weren't able to get there, but it's good to hear you and hear from you again. I've been wondering and thinking about you and wondering how things are going. But I say, sis, you know, like I said in the chat room, people, I think a lot of people see and hear and know what's going on and, you know, just don't know what to do or because there's so many, because there's just so many acts and instances of injustice going on that is difficult for people to sort of settle down, organize around any one or two things, because shit is just happening all over the place. And I don't know, that's the only thing I see and kind of get a sense about, well, why it seems that people are sort of so passive and not taking action, you know, against this stuff, because then you know, when you begin to take action to protect yourself, then, you know, that's going to set you up for more shit to come your way. Like you were saying earlier about, what was it? It's, what were you saying? It was, oh man, I can't think of it right now, but anytime you take action towards protecting yourself and standing up for what's right, you become a target. And people know that too. And until we figure out how we can keep ourselves safe while we're doing that, then I just think people are not going to do a whole lot of anything, because they know and recognize that when we stand up and take action to protect and defend ourselves, that, you know, there are going to be more attacks coming our way. And right now, we don't have too much protection. So it's like, I'm not going to go walk in a fire unless I have a fire suit on. And so until I can put my fire suit together or find one or get one, I can't go in that fire to get somebody else out.
But, you know, it's only our mentality. Some of us, you know, people all over other nationalities and cultures, they fighting back. You know, and we got to change that.
You know, I know. You see the people out in the streets out there in Egypt and all those places. Yeah, they get out there and fight. We're not ready for that. Yeah. That's true.
You know, I'm the only candidate. I'm the poorest candidate running.
You know?
I mean, and they at me, you know, because I'm serious about fighting back. You know, and since I'm running against some real, well, like I said, real gangsters. But I think it's a very sad situation that we, as a people, as a whole, for years, we've been getting kicked in our ass. When does it start to hurt? You know?
Yeah. True. And maybe it doesn't hurt so much because so many people are self-medicated. And I did a show a little earlier about marijuana and how many people, you know, sort of the benefits of it in terms it does kind of support passivity, and it's a self-medication so that people, you know, we don't feel it so much. Like, it doesn't hurt because we're numb. You know,
right.
We're numb. And we do things to support that numbing. You know, like smoking, drinking, sexing, eating, and all those other type of things to support the numbing. Yet, you know, like any other addiction, it starts off, we use it to help us in some ways, yet it also has this negative side effect. And because of that negative side effect, I think, you know, with the self-medication, what it does is it's numb, and when you're numb, you people can cut on you, kick you, do whatever the hell they want, and you won't feel it. And if you don't feel it, you're not going to do anything to stop it. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's part of the problem, if you will, with why we are not doing any damn thing. And why it seems like we don't feel the shit, and they keep kicking our butts.
And that's why I ask the question, are you still the nigger that slavery wanted you to be? I'm saying us as a whole. Does that make them the nigger? That they can get whipped in the field and still pick the cotton? But remember, everybody didn't do that. Some of them got up and broke the so-called master's neck. You know?
That's right. And is it not true that some of us are standing up and working on breaking that cracker's neck, if you will? I mean, you're doing it. And there are many more of you around, you know. And then the problem becomes, still, it's like there's too many more sort of house or field nigger types, if you will, who are, or house niggers, if you will, who are comfortable with continuing to pick the cotton. And so the work that the field folks do to fight back, it seems like it's a drop in a bucket of what's going on. Yet, you know, there are some of you out there who are doing it and who are working to break and wring those necks and fight back. Many of us, there's many of us who are working to actively do that. And everybody doesn't have it mastered as well as some. And so it gives the appearance that it's not happening. Yet, at the same time, I know that it is. And one of the reasons why I know that it is because I'm listening to you and I know what you're doing. So I know that it's happening because you're doing it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it comes a point in time where you can see beyond the so-called title. People, you got people in offices that are nothing more than oppressors. And nothing less than an oppressor. You know, and when do we, like Fannie Lou Hamer said, when do you become sick and tired of being sick and tired? You got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, it's like this. This new guy said, well, Ms. Griffin, tradition is, I said, well, I'm not a traditionalist. I don't have to follow your tradition. You know, I'm not obligated to talk to you. You know, why would I fall in the same trap that you all lay for other people to try to fight? You know, I'm not with you. See, the problem is for them is that the fact of the matter is I'm not the criminal. They are. You know, I'm trying to do the right things. I had a news reporter ask me where did I get my statistics from. I told him where to go to, where to find it, what have you, and it was too good to be true for him. So now they come with some others. They come with two of them. Well, we both want to do this and do that. We want to talk about why you say you're not the white man bitch and how far independent are you. And we want to do this and that. We want to invite you into the editorial board meeting. They didn't do this shit with my sister. You know? Go find out where this rapist is. You know, I have not forgot about this stuff. You know, and these are the same people that wrote false articles. You know, and I told this man, but he said, well, if you don't do it, then we'll say you declined. I told him, I didn't decline anything, and I don't have to talk to you. And don't portray me in a false light. You know, I'm saying this is a little threat they give, and, you know, and no one has to talk to the media, you know. And I'm finding out who has stock in these news journals, who owns stock in it, you know, who has private shares in it, you know. I'm running against one of the men, and this man owns part of the media. I'm running so I can effectuate change, elevate the people, you know, and be the active I've been. And I think they got upset because, like I said, I've done more paralegal work for free than I've done getting paid. And that's just a fact for the people, you know. And, I don't know, sis. I think that we're in some last days. I really believe that. I really believe all dynasties come to an end. I think that have China, they have a Dongqing 210, this nuclear weapon, you know, that they claim they didn't even know about. You know, other countries we still being subjected. We still in the same predicament. You got people that's buying. See, they are buying gold for a reason. Because the dollar ain't even real, but we don't even have the gold. They telling you to turn in all your gold, scrap everything, and keep doing it. And we're going to be left in the dust, in the dark.
Right.
We're going to get up and fight like soldiers, like other people are doing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I mean, just the question is, like, they want to know, are you married? How many kids you have, this and that. You know, at one point in time, I made a statement and told him I'm single. You know, and then he want to be adamant about it. Are you married? What's your marriage? I'm like, I don't even have to tell you all that. But they ask you a thousand questions and try to change the situation. To think, you know, to try to, I don't know what it is, but since I did so many interviews, they didn't show any of them. Now I just wonder, why am I doing interviews and who's looking at it? Who's assessing these if it's not being aired? You know? So I made a decision. I'm not doing interviews. I'm going to do with interviews who I choose to do interviews with. You know? And I mean, you got people saying, Aisha Griffin you can't describe her. You just can't describe her. You know, you can't. I'm not the puppet. You know, but at the same time, sis, I'm thinking heavily about this one sister that went to jail because she tried to give her child an education in a white school district. Man, they are victimizing these women, victimizing. You had over 87 women in the mental institution that were raped here in Morgan County. A psychiatrist had sex with women over 100 times. Let me read a little article they wrote. even after sex allegations, psychiatrist kept job. Milwaukee County administrators allowed psychiatrist Carl Stratnick to keep working at the mental health complex for years after he was investigated for repeatedly having sex with a patient in a locked room at the hospital.
Mm. Mm. Where is that at?
In Milwaukee. It was a woman killed herself. You know, wasn't even getting the right treatment. This was going on.
Right.
Human lives.
You know I know what's going on in these systems of mistreatment that they call, you know, treatment for mental health and drug and alcohol. They're a bunch of systems of mistreatment is what they are.
That was somebody's mother.
These
are somebody's mother, somebody's sister, somebody's daughter, somebody's child.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I can't believe it.
So are they prosecuting them?
No.
No.
This man retired and resigned so he can get a paycheck, a pension for the rest of his life.
And he could get his pension. It's some bullshit. Well, I would, you know, and then is the family fighting back, and are they making it known? I mean, it's just like that. I don't know if you heard about that doctor here in Philadelphia that for the last 25 years or so, this abortion doctor right here, it's right in the hood, been given late-term abortions that killed one woman, or at least there's just one woman who died that we know of, but had all these babies where the babies was born alive, and then he would use scissors to cut them in the back of the neck and break their, you know, cut their spinal cord, and had the bodies of them infants still in the office. Had all the office workers, had a 15-year-old working in there giving anesthesia and stuff. And this man was reported back in 1993 to the state for some of these practices, and the state never fully investigated and allowed this doctor to continue practicing abortion on all of these women. Of course, it's in the hood, so you working with women who are in lower class, economic poverty, poor, and of African descent, right in the heart of the hood in West Philly, murdering people and murdering babies like that for the last 25 years, and the state did absolutely nothing. And the doctor happens to be goddamn black man. Killing these black women and these black babies like that. And nobody said or did anything.
Everybody in the other nationality, we always got somewhere else to run to. Where do we run? Who's going to help us?
And when we run to each other, you know, each other is telling people, oh, it was their fault. They shouldn't have went there. Then you shouldn't have did that. Well, it's your own fault because of this, this, and that. Or, you know, so it's like you can't even go to your own for help and support, because I don't know. I find that when I hear people going to our own, and I know when I've done it, the message is it was your own fault. You shouldn't have went there. You shouldn't have did this. You shouldn't have did that. Well, what did you try this? Or try Jesus. See, that's your problem. You need Jesus. It's like, good Lord. You know, where can we go for help? You know, can you do it by yourself?
You know, it's like I look at a lot of times where what's going on, a lot of these girls are being assaulted. A lot of these grown men are allowed to date these girls. But the older woman, she'll say that, I don't need a man as long as I got Jesus. Why aren't you telling your young girls that?
Mm-hmm.
You tell your young daughters all they need is Jesus.
Right.
Everything is so screwed up and backwards. It's not funny.
You know? And it is like, where is this mess going? You know, what is going to be the likely outcome for all of this? It's sad. It's goddamn sad and somewhat depressing, but only depressing in the sense that I'm an angry black woman just like you, and it's only when we have to be forced to hold on to our anger, because it's almost like you have to be cautious about expressing your anger, because in your anger and you say some shit, then they'd be looking at you and sending the feds your way and sending the cops your way, talk about you a terrorist, you know, making terroristic threats. You know, you don't have it's almost like you still don't even have a right to express the anger. They're going to throw you in some anger management shit. You know?
You know, I was talking with somebody before. I'm like, you know, the only rights you have are the ones you know about. I always say that. Now, here it is. They're trying to use foreign law on United States citizens, and you can't even do that. There is a United States Supreme Court case that clearly says that you cannot do that, and it has not been overturned. But, you know, ignorance is bliss. Are we trying to learn? Are we trying to learn the language of their laws? Are you trying to fight back? You know, you're going to have to fight back. And like I said, there's this point in time that the nigger, if you are a nigger, you have to fight like a free person or go out like a enslaved negro. You know, and the children know, the children are wise. The children are wise enough to know this is not right.
And
they got more fight in them than we have for them. That says a lot. And like I said, my heart aches for a mother that wanted to give her child an education and was sent to jail.
And sent to jail. And then on top, and then to add insult to injury, because she was working on a college degree to be a teacher, now she has this felony charge, and she can't even become a teacher. So now it's like you set her up to be trapped in the economic poverty because of this felony, this bullshit felony charge against her.
Oh, I got
so the
hand
work
up.
That she's been doing to become a teacher means nothing in this fucking system.
How you doing,
so she
caller?
Can't even...
Yeah. I got a caller.
Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm 334. Now, this is Dennis.
How you doing, Dennis? I'm like, what's 334? How you doing?
I would let you know my air code so you know it was me calling in. So
I wasn't even on the clipboard. I'm sorry.
Yes, so you can be be prepared for when I get ready to talk. let me say this here, and I'm catching the back end of this, and I'm going to be straight up with you. I just left out of a show. We were talking about stolen identity, where I'm the co-host at. But let me explain something to you, what I found out. The best way I know to fix your problems, what I hear about, is to expose, and I'm going to go this way. I'm going to say expose the evil. Evil hides in the dark, and it attacks from the dark. It never comes out in the light to attack you, okay?
Right.
When somebody get murdered, don't nobody walk in the middle of the street and shoot somebody down and then walk off. You know, they're going to do it in the dark. So when you expose the evils that are attacking you, you get rid of your attacker. When you expose them, 9 times out of 10, they're going to stay away from you. And that's what I found to be the key in my life. Now, I'm on a tip with you need Jesus thing. Jesus ain't going to help you if you don't help yourself. You know, you gotta follow a certain plan. And I hear that you're running for, the lady speaking, running for an office and getting all this flack, and she got less money and all this type of stuff. You know, you got those reporters who attack you, questioning you like that. You need to do some research on, you might not have time to do it, but me, I would do some research on them and bring up something to them in the interview.
Oh, yeah. I'm already on it. You're definitely right. You know, you got people that's comfortable, you know. So I'm definitely fighting, and I'm definitely exposing it. I hate injustice. These people don't scare me at all. They violated me so far, so much, and my family so much that you have nothing left but to fight, a righteous fight.
Well, have you exposed any of these people?
Yeah, I've definitely been doing it, you know. And then that's why he gonna send me an email trying to say let's keep this private. No, I'm not gonna private nothing. You know.
When you expose them, do you put up a web page about them or put up a blog about them with their picture on it and say what they've done?
Well, it's on my Facebook now. I put it on my Facebook. I talk to the people on Facebook. You know, I'm keeping the emails. I print the stuff out. I do a number of different things. You know, if I have to record them. But he didn't talk to me on the phone. He sent emails. Just like the man who sent me an email saying him and the police are trying to set me up for over a year and bitch this, bitch that, and, you know, I kept all them emails. You know, so I'm just saying that it's very deep. But it's troubling when we, as a people, relax on this stuff.
Right. Well, let me tell you, if I can put my phone in quick enough before it shut off on me, I'll call back. But let me tell you a problem with your people. The problem with your people is that you have viruses within your community, and by y'all allowing those viruses to stay in there, they're gonna always eat away at you and stop you from making it ahead. And when I say viruses, I'm talking about those house Negroes. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. That's what I said. It's only two type of niggas, the field and the real. You know, the house nigga and the field nigga, you know?
Right. And let me tell you real quick, because I know it's getting short. I infiltrated the big house by myself because there was nobody black who would stand up with me. I had to go up against the sheriff by myself, and I couldn't go with him. I challenged him to a head-to-head, toe-to-toe fist fight, but he wouldn't come with that. So in order for me to battle him, every time he came on the radio or TV and there was a call-in time, I'd get him right there, expose him, and then turn around and got to a point where, you know, threats was coming to me. Threats were like, all my life were like a greeting card. So I had to start posting them on the website. But all I'm saying is that you got your own community, you got people in your community who they love complaining. They don't want to get out because complaining is their crutch. That's their crutch. And when they see somebody like you want to get out and help everybody else, they're going to drag you down, talk about you behind your back, and all that kind of stuff. But if you ever need my help, which all you got to do, you search my name on the Internet. You'll find me. You need to come find me on Facebook. I'll show you some exposure, and I'll be glad to help you out with yours. And let me say one more thing, too. Stop calling these guys that's 18 years old and over, stop calling them men if they ain't men. Call them just what they are. They boys. But let me explain to you, men don't lie. Men don't leave a woman with a child, okay?
Right,
men don't
right.
go, okay, so stop calling them men. Stop calling them men. Call them what they are. Stop calling them men. You see what I'm saying? And when you get all women to start doing that, they're going to have to grow up. Because right now the women are backbone in the black community, period. Except for me. Hello. All right, I'm through.
Thank you so much, Dennis. Sister Everard still on the phone? On the line? Y'all know what? They have a state, I guess, representative here in Wisconsin named Tammy Baldwin. This woman said because she was a lesbian, she didn't have to give out her address, and she put the state capitol as her address. The way they bend rules when they want to bend rules, you know, and she said that because she was a lesbian, she got threatened. So, you know, I feel that I'm a single woman, you know, when I say single, but not available, that I have to protect myself and my children from the threats of the so-called police or any this madman to pull a gun on me and everything else, you know, but it's not as easy as this white woman who came and said because she's a lesbian, she don't have to give out information. You know, people can just come up with anything, and they bend the rules for them. But when you are an angry black woman, and justifiably so, you know, that's what Dennis put it right there in the chat room, yeah. They try to put spikes in the road, you know, and you have to fight these people like you are a man. But I don't fight like a man, I fight like a beast. You know, and I'm just puzzled that we live under the same laws, you know, other people, and they don't apply to you. But you are protected under them, you know. And here it is, this sister, under the same law of desegregation, went to jail for sending her child to a white school district. Steve Anderson's. I mean, it's deep. Sister Avenant and Dennis, y'all hands are still up. Are you all on the line?
Oh yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I'm still here.
I think the show is ending now. I'm not sure, but you know, I'm gonna end the show with it said 30 seconds. I'm gonna end it with what I began it with, that song with Tupac. And the reason why I'm playing that, it shows that, you know, you have so-called police, but the police, you know, these are private powers. And then you have this young black male, and he also represents that young black female. And at some point in time, that nigger that they want us to be is gonna raise up, you know. It's gonna be a point in time we fight back. Either you're gonna go out in a gunfight, and when I say a gunfight, you're gonna go out in violence for fighting back, or you're gonna go out in a blaze of glory, and that means resisting and advocating your rights. You know, it's sad, but it's true.
Yep.
And we gotta do something to change it. I appreciate everybody that came in the chat room. And you know what, Sister Avenant, I had scheduled that show. The other day I had a debate, and I got so many calls, and I got so inundated with so much stuff. When I was ready to log in, I couldn't even log in. I don't know what happened, so I just let it go. No, but I can't do that anymore. Because, you know, I definitely know the first time that ever happened with me. I definitely try to be consistent with my shows, you know, but... I don't know what happened that night. But I'm definitely going to continue to fight. I'm definitely going to continue to expose what's going on. And I'm going to run this race. Because remember, we had a lot of people that came before us that lost their lives, fought. You know, and like Harriet Tubman said, she could have freed more slaves if they knew they were slaves. You know? Mm-hmm. And she had an upset. She actually killed some of them to take them back to slavery. That's how serious she was.
Well, you know, some slaves were found in 2008, right?
Oh yeah.
Mm.
Right before Obama, some slaves in 2008 down in Webb, Mississippi, and another part of Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. They still hanging people in Mississippi. They're still hanging people in Mississippi, all over.
Well, I'm in Alabama, so. I deal with the good old boy system down here, and like I said, I infiltrated it. And the only way I could do that was by making web pages about them.
Mm-hmm. And let's remember this, you all. This is a fact. There's a strong take away from the weak, but the wise take away from the strong. So we got to get our minds right.
Mm-hmm.
Wise.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, Mike and Dennis, if you would share your Facebook page, or maybe I'll give you my Facebook name so you can add me, but I like, you know, to listen and learn more from you just in terms of exposing these cracker asses and, you know, in my state and where I'm at and the stuff that I'm dealing with, you know, I like to learn more from you. Sound like you have a lot of things to offer and to share.
Definitely.
So
see,
I'm willing to put your Facebook page name in there or something so that I can add you in and be, you know, in more contact to be able to listen and learn and learn to listen to you.
Okay, let me do that now. You know, I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody, you know, and we all, each one teach one. And definitely, Dennis, you know, I appreciate the support. I know we got a lot of support, and we got to fight. We got to definitely fight back. You know, I'm going to put my Facebook information right now in the chat room. You know, but definitely, we got to definitely do that. We have to come together under any means necessary, you know, and we have to continue to share this with each other.
I put mine in there because full of my last name.
Okay. I'm going to do yours now, Dennis. And,
that's so weak. You reap what you sow.
Yeah, that's right.
But let me put these two little scriptures out there. We are sheep among the wolves, but we are to be as wise as the serpent, but as gentle as a dove. And the only way you can be as wise as the serpent You got to study the serpent. You got to know how the serpent works, so when he come attack you, you know, automatically you know how to defend yourself. And you can do it in a gentle way where you make that serpent look like the fool.
You got to be like a mongoose, because remember, a snake, almost every animal is scared of a snake except that mongoose. That mongoose will get right in the snake's face. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have the heart of a mongoose. So there's some snakes out there. You know? And no matter how many times a snake shed its skin, it is and always will be a snake.
Yeah.
Remember that. You know, that's
So now who is the Facebook page in there now?
I just sent you a friend request.
Okay, that's Angry Black. Okay. I'm responding now. Trust me on this. Ain't no men. Let me tell you something. These boys out here that you call men, they want to destroy you. They want to take you down. They want to take you out. They want you to be. They don't want you to be independent. They want you to be weakened and tore down and broken and low self-esteem, so when they come along with their jobless butts, you know, they can come to you and get what they want from you. That's what they want out of you. They don't like strong women because ain't no men out there. These are a bunch of boys out there.
You ain't lying. I got to attest to that. You ain't lying. You know, we gotta be, like you said, wise out here amongst these wolves. Definitely. You know, I was shocked to find out about these snakes in the camp. The people you think that's cool with you, you know. But it's a learning lesson. It really is a lesson. But unfortunately, you have to let it go and keep moving. You know?
Right.
Sister Abner, you've been nothing but a clear, true friend. You know, you come with no strings attached, and you've been who you are. And even through your, tumultuous times, you still kept going. Even when on your shows, you still do your shows and still have a backbone and a heart. I think that's commendable and beautiful. You know, and it's something to actually learn from or take note. You know, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I was like, what else? You know, what else are you going to do? Shit. You know, except for fight back.
Yeah, I know that's right.
And,
I remember when I was in Milwaukee, you gave me the sister was spending so much knowledge, I had to get a notebook out. Remember I said I had to write this down. I love it now. You know, I had to write this down.
Right.
And one of the things you said that stuck with me, sometimes you got to go in to get out.
You know? Right? The only way out is deep in this shit, you know? And that kind of like what Dennis is saying, you know, infiltrate them jokers and then expose them. Turn it inside out.
That's
the same
right.
way you clean, same way that how you clean chitlins, you go and turn that shit inside out to clean it out and expose the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same difference, you know?
Like I say, don't get angry at me, get angry with me.
You know?
That's the thing you gotta do. That's what we got to do. I appreciate you all. I appreciate everybody who's in the chat room, everybody that's listening. Wherever you're listening to, and you know, we're going to keep fighting. It's in us to fight. All we have is to fight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to fight. Do it for your children if you won't do it for yourself, you know? Do it for the future if you're forgetting about the past. But keep, you know, definitely. I guess I'm going to end the show how I began the show with Tupac and his music and his words and messages and, you know, it's just respecting artists and their point of view, and we can learn from it. Thank you all so much for joining me, and I hope to see you all soon. And
yeah, let me ask you something. Yeah, let me before you start that song. Are you getting ready to do "Keep Your Head Up"?
Keep your head up. I don't have that one in front of me.
Okay,
let
me tell you why Tupac dead. Tupac is dead because he was bringing black people together. And the good old boy want black people together. They're going to do everything to keep them separated and divided. I'm through now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But you should see that YouTube. I think that YouTube about Tupac Autopsy. when they broke this stuff down, the man, it's up for debate about him being dead, you know, but that autopsy, when they did the two-part autopsies on the YouTube, that man, they caught him up with so much stuff, like, you know, they asked him about how can rigor mortis set in so soon, how can autopsy have him at 6 feet and he's 5'6"? How do you have him at 200 pounds when he's 165 pounds? What happened to this body, that unclaimed body that was cremated, this John Doe person that fit the description? I mean, they broke some stuff down. They broke some stuff down. They, you know, even with people taken in the hospital saying that they had a doctor, when the doctor first said he's going to make it, you know, and they had that, got the brother saying how he just talked to him. Then they say he's in a coma. I mean, it's so much inconsistency. I mean, you got to watch that thing. It's deep, though. It's deep. And remember Tupac's last words, that movie he did, Rhyme and Reason, he's talking about to be like a dead man getting green, something seen. You know, talked about Idi Amin. You remember Idi Amin was a man that faked his death for years. And Tupac said he wasn't going to jail willingly. I mean, it was so much stuff, it's not funny. You gotta look at it, though. It's deep. I mean, it's really deep. You got to look at it. Maybe we'll do a show about it. You know, but it's a lot to be learned, you know. A lot to be learned. I don't know. But I appreciate you all coming. I enjoyed the show. You know, it's my first show I did for January. I've been doing so much. You know, I might do another one in January. And then, you know, in February, I don't know if you all are aware of that, they're trying to change the game on the radio program.
Yeah. Yeah, I got my little premium membership. So it's like I ain't shutting up. I ain't ready to stop talking yet, and I need more than 30 minutes a day. So, you know, they gave me a lot of free time by releasing me from the plantation, so now I'm going to use this time, you know, to say what I got to say and do what I got to do. You know, and I was looking for you the last show you scheduled. I went to it, but then you never called in. I said, okay, you must have got caught up, or, you know, with something came up. I was happy to see the show scheduled tonight, and I said, okay, there she go.
Hang
tight. When is the election?
February 15th is the primary. Then whoever got the top two votes and that, they go on for the face-off April 5th.
Okay.
So, you know. But, Sid, I'm telling you, they came out with this poll that I didn't even know nothing about this poll. This Shepherd Express, they did an online poll, the only poll, and they asked the people if they would vote who they vote for. And the people voted, 50% said they would vote for me. And then 23% said they would vote for this man, Jim Sullivan. And then after that, I believe 19% said they would vote for this man, Chris Avery, 5% for Jeff Stone, and 3% for Lee Holloway. So then all of a sudden, they're nervous now. You know, like, wow. You know, I don't know. And that's the sign called for desperate measure. I'm getting harassed and, you know, all this stuff is illegal. But I'm running this race. And I'm running to the line. You know, in honor of our people, their people, the next people, you know, we the people, you know, I'm definitely going to do it. So, I don't know. It's pretty deep, though. It is. Yeah. I'm going to have to come check your shows out, too, since I haven't even been online. You know, it's been a journey, you know, definitely. But I enjoy your shows. I do. And sometimes I just go pull them, you know, and listen to the archives. You know, but I definitely stay in tune with what's going on.
Right.
One of the few people, you know, but definitely. And Dennis, we're definitely going to talk. You know, I'm glad that you were able to come online. And I made both of you all friends now on my Facebook, so we can still stay in contact even when we're not even on the air.
Right. Well, you might be in a little bit of shock on who I co-host with, but how many people listening in right now?
I'm not even sure.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. I'll post up the last show. You might need to come on our show. We play 5 to 7 every night, 7 nights a week.
Okay.
5 to 7. Is this you with the Ordinary People?
Yeah.
Is it 5 to 7? Because I see 6. So I don't know what time you're saying, what time you're on.
That's 6 Eastern time. 6 to 8. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. I haven't listened before. It's like, uh-oh, it's, for me it's a conflict because I started my shows and I was going to make it 6 to 7:30 every night. And
yeah.
So I see the conflict. And this is one of the challenging things, yet, you know, we make it work.
I know that's right, but making it work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's figure it out. Yeah. It all
Yeah, we have some big names on our show. I'm talking about some of Obama's appointees and things like that. I'll go on and tell you, I'm over there with Al Sharpton's brother, Kenneth Glasgow.
Okay.
Oh, is that Al Sharpton's brother?
Yeah, Pastor Kenneth Glasgow. He's the host and I'm the co-host.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
And you listening to our old shows, our past two or three shows, you'll see we don't play. The first hour is the problem, and the second hour is all the solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, okay. Alvin, that sounds like your show.
Did you say this sound like mine?
Yeah. Problem and solutions. That's what's up, you know?
That's right. That's what it's about.
Yeah, it ain't about these summits. It's about the solutions, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly right. What's
you know, it's about the both and. You have to identify the problem if you're going to implement a solution because, you know, what are you implementing a solution to if not to address some problem? So they kind of go hand in hand, always about the both and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, identify the problem and then, you know, identify the solution. Part of identifying the solution is sort of understanding what the problem is, where it came from, and how it shit is working. So that you can implement an effective solution, you know,
right.
One that's going to work. You know,
you can't put
a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. You know,
mm-hmm.
You see blood, but, you know, you could choose to just put a Band-Aid to just stop the blood, but if you don't address the bullet that's in there, you know, what have you solved? Because the person is likely to die.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna hit y'all with something deep here. I'm going to hit y'all with two videos in your email, and I'm going to hit them with you in the email. I'm going to send them to you in email, and I'm just going to be straight up with you. This is me in action, so you can see when I told you I'm a real man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm going to show y'all me in action, and I'm just going to pop it in the email to you.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to be getting that in about 20 seconds. I'm going to put both of y'all as the recipient, so... Yeah, I'm getting ready to do this right now.
That's on Facebook?
Yeah, it's going to be on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, there it go right here. Yeah, you check your email on Facebook. Both of y'all check it right now.
All right, Donnie, I got a message.
I'll show you better than I can tell you.
There you go.
I know you better than I can tell you.
Yeah, you got to.
See, you know how the police, and the second one going to be me after the police.
Okay.
And see, you know how the
police
always.
All right, well, I'll be looking forward to listening to it, and I will most definitely share it on my Facebook, too.
Yeah. You do
yeah.
That. Both of them in there, you look at that, and you'll see what's up, and you'll see. But y'all got my Facebook and with the one running for office. That you, Angry?
Yep.
You right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You come in. You holler at me and you let me know when you want to come on the show, and we can get you a little bit of advertising in there for free now, for a few minutes there.
Definitely.
Just let some big people know that you're running over there and some problems you're going through.
Okay, we're definitely gonna do that. I see your videos now.
Mm-hmm. You see them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You look at them, and you see me, and then you get back with me, and you respond to them, and then you know who you're dealing with now.
Yeah, I see. We got to. It's pivotal.
Yeah.
It's necessary that we stand up, and not just stand up, but deliver.
Right.
You know?
And I have been following you for a while, but I didn't see no shows.
I haven't done a show in January, but I'm going to get back on it.
Yeah. See, I just got walked in the door, and I looked at my email from rehearsal, because I'm a musician. I play piano. But I walked in the door and went to my email, and I seen a big old, I had about 5 or 6 shows, but I see this angry black woman in there. I said, there she goes. It's about time I see a show. And I caught you in time. So everything happened for a reason. Trust me on that.
I appreciate that, definitely. I'm definitely going to stay on the ball. But, you know, when I'm not on, I mean, I'm on the grind. So, you know, it'll be all good. I ain't going nowhere. Yeah.
Wait till you see my grind. You'll see what time it is.
Definitely. I believe. Yeah.
Oh, and let me say the last thing. I'm going to just be quiet and wait for the song to come on. But I see stumbling blocks. I see them as distractions and all that stuff. Like, you know, we distracted with money and jobs and cars and jewelry and expensive homes we can't afford. We distracted with that. But the thing is, I see those as stumbling blocks on the way to where you're going. And I see it as a plus, because it builds me up to get, when I get to where I'm going, ain't nobody going to be able to knock me off of my heel. And so I use those stumbling blocks as exercise to dodge around, to jump over, to get my exercise. That's how I deal with distractions, evil, wickedness, good old boys, you know, crooked cops, crooked elected officials. That's how I deal with them. But anyway, I'm going to be quiet now. I'm just going to wait for the song to come on.
You're right. I feel you. Okay, you all. I appreciate that. Sister Abigail, we're going to talk. Dennis, we're going to talk. You know, and I appreciate everybody that's listening that came. I'm going to go ahead and, at this point in time, in the show. So I appreciate that. I'm going to, like I said, start the whole beginning with Tupac. You know, take it from there. Peace, y'all.
They claim that I'm violent just cause I refuse to be silent. These hypocrites are acting bitch cause I'm not buying it, defying it. Envious because I will rebel against any oppressor. If this is on self-defense, I sell no money because they claim that I'm the lunatic. Ruin this shit, get sick. I'm the one you're gonna kick. Don't look confused. The truth is so plain to see. Cause I'm a nigga that you sell out on the same to me. And every jeep and every car, brother, soft. I'm never ignorant. Getting through the car. The underground railroad going up, Rob. The time of truth, getting told. Look at that block. I throw the bike back and back. On society. If this is violence, then violence what I gotta be. If you investigate, you'll find out where it's coming from. This is our history. America's the violent one. I want my brain break the chains of your misery. The time of take back for evil shit you get to me. They call me militant, racist cause I will resist. You want to sit in something, motherfucker, this it is. My words are weapons and I'm stepping in my violence. Waking up to man, but you never claim that I'm violent. Cops can't stand me, but they can't touch me. Call me a dope man, cause I'm a dope beat. Shot by the police, didn't have my ID. I said, excuse me, why you trying to block me? He had the nerve to say I had a curfew. Get out of the car, all I hurt you. So here I go, I better make my mind up. Pick my 9 up, or hit the line up. I chose to be, sent it to the street. The first cop grabbed me, the other with my seat. They grab my homie and they threw him to the concrete. They tried to frame me. They tried to say I had some dope in the back seat. But I'm a rap fiend, not a black fiend. My homie fat, he tried to run. I'm gonna pull it by from the cop gun. My homie dropped, so I hit the cop. I kept swinging. mind is braver, but I came up. Got a claim that I'm a father. That's my father. 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 As I was beating on the cop, I heard a gun click, then a gunshot, but I wasn't hit. I turned around, it was my homie with the gun in hand. He shot the cop, now he's a dead man. I said, come on, it's time for us to get away. They call for backup, and took me on that way. Jump in the car and try to get away quick. The car wouldn't start. We in deep shit, so we just tap. Come on, let's take the cops on. We drove a little way, thinking that we got far. Brought all the dust, and all I saw was blue light. If I die tonight, I'm dying in a gunfight. I grabbed the AK, my homie took the 12 days. Load them up quick, it's time for us to sweat. We'll shoot them up when they home fucking wet. And when we do spraying, then we check. This is a weapon to do bad, next to cooking cops. You fuck with real niggas, get your fucking ass fucked. So here we go. The police against us, dark and dust, waiting for the guns to bust. What's next? I don't know, and I don't care. One thing for sure, tomorrow I won't be here. But if I go, I'm taking all these folks with me. You Slim G, now come and get me. You wanna sweat me, never get me to be silent. Giving them a reek, a reek, to claim that I'm silent.
The people are